Yeah, welcome to a very toasty Thursday edition of the Rush Hour. Heat policy in effect here in studio. We are in the studio. We're going to be down at the Tour Village.
Mm.
But the fair-skinned warriors that we are, we've actually called rank and said, that's a no from us, and we'll stay cool in about 22 and a half degrees of climate control.
Beautiful. Right.
Big show on a Thursday, Jar. Stage 3 has been running one. We'll get to that in a moment, but I want to welcome you, good sir. It's great to be working alongside you again.
G'day, Louis. Thank you, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here. Look, as you know, the Cancer Council and I've got together, us fair-skinned individuals and the millions out there. It's currently 40 degrees as we speak.
Yep.
Extreme heat warning from the South Australian government. All right. It does feel like 34, but don't be deceived by this extreme sun bearing down on your body while you're out there. Max UV, max UV, anything past three, Lou, you're in trouble. You're going to cook.
The big five.
14.3 as I speak.
Get the big five, the slip, slop, slap, slide and shade.
14.3, that's extreme. So please, get in the shade. Fill up the water bottles. Look after each other.
And even the TDU put their heat policy in effect. We'll get to that. But geez, what a finish. What a finish in Victor Harbour today in the Santos Tour Down Under.
But it's going to be the man himself. He's checking to let, in fact, Edmondson win this. He's not going to counter the move. He doesn't have to. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He goes over the top. But an incredible rush here towards the line, and I'm not sure he was expecting that at all, because it cost him. Viviani profited from what looked like rather silly tactics in the end from Mitchell and Scott.
Great finish. Great finish into Victor Harbour. Of course, it was shortened by two laps of the city circuit because of the heat. 26Ks. We'll get to a big statement made yesterday on that. Yeah. Elia Viviani, and you got to really get into it. Viviani. Team Quickstep got the job done over Phil Bauhaus of Team Somewhere Cologne. And Caleb Ewan, third. That was a voice of cycling, Phil Liggett, who will be on our show around 4.30 to give us his summation of what was a great day of racing. But the good news is Caleb Ewan in the Oka.
Again.
Still owns it. 10-second lead, which is very good. Exactly. Hey, let's just go back 24 hours. And you and I, obviously, we're talking about heat, and great warning there and great advice for the many out
Thank
there.
Thank you, Lou.
You had this to say about Mike Turter and how hard as nails he is and what would happen to the Tour today.
Should it be short? No. Because you're talking about Mike Turter, who's one of the toughest animals on a bike ever to represent Australia. I mean, he's not going to change it. No. There's no way.
Race director Mike Turter has... Race director Mike Turner earlier confirmed the distance of the big screen video stage three from Glenelg to Victor Harbour had been reduced by 26K or two laps of the final circuit due to extreme heat. Whoa. The safety and welfare of the riders, said Turner, spectators and everyone involved with the race is always our primary concern. Those are the words of the very own Mike Turner. Now, it's in our, I suppose, our opinion that Mike should hand back the keys to the city.
Yeah. Get them out of your pocket
that he's been
and give
gifted.
Them back to the mayor.
Take them off your keychain. Get your keys out, Mike. And take the keys, and you know it because it's the big one, the keys to the city and hand
give
them back, into the Lord Mayor.
You can't do that, Turch. You know the big gripe?
Yeah.
Andre.
Andre
Gorilla. He didn't try today.
No.
Because he eyeballed Turch this morning and Turch has gone, Gorilla, I'm cutting it back 26Ks.
Mm.
I'm just worried about you. Now, he didn't fly all the way over here.
No.
To, you know, get 26Ks cut off his training program.
No, no.
The Gorilla, and where did he finish today in the race?
He's not interested
now. He didn't give us stuff.
Not interested. It's a training run for him right now. It's a training run.
So I want to talk about that because I've got an idea how to fix this problem.
Yeah, we've got plenty on the show. Warren Gary Treadray debuting for 2018.
He's back. Phoenix. I thought we flicked him to double A.
Do you know the big thing that I want? And this is where, I mean, I've got to take my hat off to Treads. Whoever's doing his deals, his contracts, those things they are watertight. I mean,
I thought we got rid of him.
I came up with a great idea how we could get him for nothing at least.
If we did too.
If we must keep him, let's not pay for him.
So he's back in.
And I got a massive issue with him. I mean, hashtag Treads, deadbeat dad. That's all I'll say.
Oh, wow. That's harsh.
All right, hey, kick it in the guts. Yeah, let's get it underway.
Deadbeat dad.
It's a big show. We need to talk Australian Open tennis next.
On the Rush Hour. Alex Carey. The Brad Utah of 3 p.m. every weekday. Triple M.
Fan behaviour is on the agenda with the Australian Open. We're up to day 4, Jars. Nick Kyrgios got the job done against a very, pardon the pun, tricky last night. Served it out in straight sets. Not without controversy. John Millman, an Aussie who lost in 4, has set our crowds and labelled them as just real ordinary.
Did he?
Yeah, just the behaviours were becoming very much like the New York set. Mm. And it's more a night out and it's more like an event where the crowd are involved as opposed to, I suppose, the restrained applause and encouragement that tennis is used to.
Mm.
And then, of course, the big one was the Kyrgios match. And if you've missed it, two big things to come out of this.
Yeah.
One is the fact brother Christoph is wearing a betting agency's T-shirt.
Was that flog behaviour in your book?
It's disgraceful.
How many times could Channel 7 turn the camera on?
It's one of their sponsors. Yet the sponsor of the Australian Open is a different sponsor. I'm not going to give them any credit, any of them.
Yeah,
but
keep moving.
So he wore, and Christos, an article was written, and people have double-checked this, at least 20 times they closed in on Christos and
his brother.
His brother in that T-shirt. And on that T-shirt also were the words, chill out. Now, that could be easily construed as coaching from the side, sitting in the player's box.
Yes.
But just where are we at?
No, I don't know.
Where are we getting to that we're actually helping along?
Mm.
Betting agencies and just firing, and they lingered. Yeah. Some of the shots on it were more than 2 or 3 seconds of time. It was embarrassing.
His brother.
I love Channel 7, but fair dinkum, you've been played, or you're playing a big part.
I think they've been
getting
played
around a loophole there brilliantly.
And
I'll
this next chap played him.
And then the next one, if you've missed this, this is just crazy stuff. There is apparently a new craze getting around. You wouldn't. Right, you wouldn't. By someone gives
this,
you throws a line at you, you wouldn't go to the tennis and simulate sex noises at a Nick Kyrgios match. Well, someone did.
Oh yeah! Yeah.
Go.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a guy down there with his camera right now who's standing actually right next to Nick's box, and as running up the stairs, he was taking video of himself doing that.
That man was Jamie Chew.
What about the noises?
Exactly. And apparently it's this little game, and he's an Australian social media entertainer.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Is that his gig?
From Sydney. That's what he does.
Oh, all right. Please.
So, and I think he was part of this game. You wouldn't simulate sex noises at the Australian Open. So, obviously, camera in hand, rolls up as close as he could to the Kyrgios box, does that, interrupts the whole game.
Yeah.
This is where it gets really, really embarrassing from my angle. This guy, right, already has 378,000 followers on Instagram, 1.9 million likes on Facebook. That event last night, got 20,000 views,
wow,
and almost 12,000 shares.
Well, he's, yeah, well,
that type of flog behaviour is. This is where we're heading.
He had the win, mate. He won the game, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
with these numbers, he's sleeping well.
He's doing more than sleeping.
His profile's going through the roof.
Where are we at?
Well,
where have we gotten to?
Where society's at?
But you know the dangerous part of this.
What's the dangerous
part?
And
I hope it never gets to this, but
someone's going
to
belt him.
This could get trendy for the remainder of the event.
Yeah.
And a few fed up fans.
You just need one.
We remember the reaction, and there's a couple of courts, Hisense, where they get a bit more rock star anthems, a bit more mosh pit style.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might be trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, a little bit of vigilante justice could turn really ugly.
And that,
in the crowd. And you don't want that at any event, let alone the tennis.
We're
you
here
want
to watch the tennis players.
To enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all for a smart ass one line coming out of the crowd. I love that sort of stuff.
You do. You do,
don't
Luke.
Worry
you
at
thrive
all.
On that, Luke.
If you're going to interrupt me, make it good.
Nah.
Not just for your little social media page yet. Like you said, he is having the last laugh on it somehow.
So, Lou, what will Tennis Australia do to this young man?
Well, I don't think they can do anything to him.
They can't.
He got kicked out. But he was so proud of the fact that he got kicked out because that was his content.
So he can come back tonight and do it again?
I would hope he's not allowed back in for the remainder of the event. Yeah.
But there's nothing's come out and said they've banned him for 12 months.
Tennis Australia, all he's doing is, and what you're going to get at the point at the moment and would be extremely hard to do is, you're not going to be able to take your mobile phone in.
Mm.
You're going to carry on like this.
Yep.
No phones,
guys. Put them in the bag.
So you can't get that wonderful shot up close action of a Roger Federer and Nick Kyrgios in full flight.
Mm.
You're not going to get any of that.
Tennis Australia need to come out with a very, very, very strong statement saying that we'll not tolerate this. It's a 5-year ban, $100,000 fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Someone's going to do it by the end of the week.
And I just bet the one-upmanship that'll come because of the generation of what it is and the instant fame that comes with it all. And then you flip it over and you get some 40-year-old something that might have played a few games of footy, like a couple of blokes that sit in the studio that's there having a good night with a few froths of the good old Coopers who were the major beer sponsor. Might just throw
Don't
a leg out
much.
On the way past or something. Someone's going to get hurt.
And we get cuffed.
We might pounce on him, hold him down. wait for the staff to come. He's here. And then just clap him out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. New time of 3 in 2018. Oh. Triple M.
A big happy 2018 to our Twitter family too, Juice. Been out of the studio, so haven't had our access to Sir Splash and all the boys and the team. I think from memory, there was going to be some kind of spill late last year, but don't know where it's at, but keep up the great work, guys. We're working to...
They've got to adjust to the new time slot.
Absolutely.
The Twitter family.
I mean, some might be doing their real jobs.
That's true.
One of the suggestions there, Jacko67, he goes... He's very happy, in his words,
he said,
that we're on a little earlier because he can get onto the cold ones earlier, and that means he can now have his dinner at 5 instead of sometimes forgetting to eat. It's easy to get so caught up in the show and probably what he's drinking. All right, so that is excellent work. So big 2018 hello to the Twitter family. Righto, Juice, TDU, the heat.
Yeah.
Obviously, today's race shortened by 28K, two laps of Victor Harbour down there. Mike Turter, race director, despite what Jars said. Tough as old nails.
Yes.
Softened up and folded when the heat came in at 41. Yep. You've got a bit of an idea. And while you're at it too, if you are registered to take part in the Booper and you have not heard, that is cancelled for the very same reasons.
You'll get your money back too. Yeah. You get it refunded
Even hotter tomorrow and everything else. I'm trying to come up with an idea. How can we, for the Booper riders, because those boys will ride somewhere tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Boys and girls, because they've taken the day off,
We take them.
Don't worry about that. Go on your usual rides. Mm. Just keep it tuned into Triple M. Also, if I can't find us a finishing line / hole / pool that we could get to and collect and gather, have a couple of cold ones.
Oh, jeez.
And dip the toes in.
The old ideas, man.
So still do what you're doing.
Okay. Still wear your little lycra. Yeah,
get a hit out.
Yeah.
All right. Walk it around like it's your girlfriend. Yeah. All right. Okay. But then hit the refreshments after a hot weather ride. Yeah. All right. Now, your idea.
Well, I'm a bit flat. Look, because I love Mike Turton and what he's done for this great event, but taking 26 Ks off regarding these elite professional riders. Right. Now, I know there's extreme weather warning and the heat policy. I understand all that, fire warnings. I understand and respect all that.
I've lived in Adelaide now for almost 14 years.
14 years.
And it's just a feeling I get, but January's hot.
She's damn hot.
Exactly.
Now, he was given the keys a week before the race started. So he's got a massive swagger, our mate Mike Turter.
And rightly so. And thoroughly deserved.
Oh, absolutely.
20th edition of the Tour
Down
Under.
Now, I gobbed off yesterday on the show down at Glenelg that it would never change it, Lou. No. He doesn't care if it's 50 degrees. No. These boys will do the 140-odd Ks that they were riding today. Well, but I've got an idea.
Can I just tell you, I think that some of the riders might have done a Melbourne.
What did they do?
Well, the riders with the welfare bloke in charge, a couple of them, the riders rep
from Lotto
said, the chief commissioner, they actually agreed it would be sensible to shorten the stage.
Oh, stop it.
They've done a Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah, they have too.
These riders.
They've done a Maxi Gorn.
They've gone to the PA and said, do what?
Shit.
It's too hard. No. We've come from a cold European winter.
So they've ambushed Turts.
And we, Turts are nowhere to go.
Stuck
nowhere to turn.
Yeah.
He says, can't do this to me. I've got the keys to the city.
So the riders took control.
They have. Who's running the show?
Well, I want a bit of an idea. I've come up with a bit of an idea.
You are an ideas
man. I want you to think about, well, you're the ideas man. What about a twilight race?
Right.
Because these boys are riding in the hottest part of the day, aren't they? Just about every day.
Absolutely. Yeah, 11 o'clock roll off.
Extreme heat.
Till about 3.
So why don't we have a twilight tour down under?
Let's follow the bit of day-night action in the cricket.
Get the old miner's helmet on. The bikes can light up. You can get those temporary light trailers.
Go with your other idea. And this is Jarden's idea. He wanted a night stage, Hato. And he said, you can get those little lights that you see at intersections when they're doing roadwork.
Where the roadworks.
And we can plaster them all along. I said, no worries on a 148K stage. we can light it up from Glenelg to Victor Harbour. It'd be bloody awesome, Jar.
But that would be a great,
I understand.
Great buddy, it would be till down under.
It would be magical to see them ride at night. But we could only be on a track or a city loop.
No, I don't want a track.
Or a city loop. And that's not what these events are about.
No, go to the townships.
These are tours. So you've got to get out on the roads and take in
tour.
And it's hard to see the sights.
Yeah, but the towns could line up and they could have fireworks and bands.
Yeah, I know that. But how do you How do you do your TV? How do you light it up, mate? Have you done a cost analysis on any of this?
If you started at 4:30, that'd be finished by 8:30, and then you can let the town can rock and roll all night.
Yeah, but that's great still for not the town. Point. You want them to roll off. You want them to sit around all day and be sapped of all their energy on a 41-degree day, and then roll out when it's peaking at 42, the mercury, and then go, right, now it's time to get down to business. Let's put a bit of lycra on, and let's go for it, boys.
It'd be good fun.
The twilight stage. It'd be
a twilight tour
down
under.
Would it involve pink bikes like pink balls?
I don't care. As long as we can see them flying down the roads.
All right.
And it's just to help the safety and the health issues of these riders and the fans that wait for them to ride past for that 30-second...
What about the peak hour traffic going home in all directions? What about that?
No, hang on. It's no different to what we're seeing now with all the roadworks around town. It's a gridlock. We can't get in and get out of our city with the bloody amount of roadworks going on.
And that's exactly why your idea is flawed, because all of those lights you speak of, those temporary lights, they're already in place around the city.
Anyway, it's just a thought.
Hey, nice try.
Just a thought.
Just leave the ideas up to me.
It's $180 to hire one of those big lights, right? So I reckon we would probably need how many of those along a kilometre?
They light up 10 squares.
Yep. So how many would you need in a kilometre?
148 Ks, which is 148,000 metres.
148.
How much?
148,000 metres. Okay, so all up, Jars.
For those portable lights.
If you could bankroll $26,640,000.
And we'd only need 20,000.
The rush hour for the new title.
Done,
three.
Mate, done.
Tread us on the way.
Oh. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren. Gary Treadray.
Here I am, get stuffed.
Yes, the Wizard joins us for the first time in 2018. Old opener, boys. We must get onto that for you, Wiz. Welcome, mate. You're looking very refreshed.
Well, 5 weeks off. Boys.
Alex Carey. Yeah. Great news.
Well, about time. Why is it taking so long? And I'm not someone that's going to whack the Tim Payne decision because it's worked out brilliant. Mm. But when he has done nothing but dominate in Shield level 2020 and in the preseason one day comp, and they're looking for the next opportunity, you got to ask the question, is he actually injured or have they got a bit of egg on their face, the Aussie selectors, considering he should have been named in the first time for the one day internationals ahead of Payne?
Yeah, but I kind of like the fact that now that he comes in, off the back of the big 100 last night, off the back of some really good form, and the fact that now Tim Payne did nothing wrong through the Ashes. And
no, he's brilliant.
He now knows that he is the incumbent. Mm. And if he continues to keep doing what he does, it'll be his sooner rather than later.
It's good depth too. Puts pressure on Payne to make sure he plays well. And Alex, he's probably, I reckon, 12 months away from playing Test cricket for his country.
Well, forgive me for being a bit sceptical, but I did hear inside the Nine commentary box in the Adelaide Test from well-known commentators saying Cricket Australia put him in thinking, yep, he can do the job for 2 years and then hand over. Tim Payne's not going to want to hand over.
No.
And Alex Carey deserves to be there. Yeah. But the problem is now, is it a genuine sickness or is it, hang on, we can't ignore this bloke for so long and we'll give him a taste? What do you think it is?
If I was Tim Payne,
I think it's a genuine give him a taste.
If I was Tim Payne, I wouldn't be sick.
Mate, I'd be, and he's, that's what I got told by one of the commentators from Nine, and I'm not going to say his name because it was not public knowledge, but the situation here is he goes, mate, this bloke almost lost a finger. He's not going to give up his spot for anyone.
No.
So I think this is a selected driven thing
news,
more than a
good for South Australian cricket. All right, here we go.
You've got an issue, and we do too, with the Melbourne Football Club in particular. The players who went and whinged and whined to the AFLPA, no one have a hard training camp again.
You know what's funny? The Tour Down Under have cancelled their Booper ride tomorrow. Thank you to the Tour Down Under because I haven't done any prep.
Right? So you're in that.
So we've already whacked
so now I don't have to quit. I think that's fine. Yeah, okay. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But I reckon there's more cyclists who are actually arcing up more so than the Melbourne players.
Yeah, absolutely.
But how pathetic a Melbourne Footy Club when the players go to the PA and say it's too hard a camp. Everyone's done a camp, you get flogged. And you hate it while you do it. But in hindsight, you look back and go, it's one of the best things and I learned a lot about myself.
Trez, extension from that, it's been reported that players have got too much power and the coaches can't get enough time. Would you agree with that?
I don't think coaches can't get enough time because for a long, long time, they're just ridiculous. They give you a day off, they give you two halves or four quarter days off.
Yeah.
So,
now they've got
a lot bought in. Yeah. They've got a lot bought in now. And the situation, I think they're going to have four half days off. They're going to have a genuine day off. They're going to have study. I like the fact they're going to prepare them for after footy. But you can't tell me they don't get enough work into them. But when you see this, that's just from a footy club. You sit there and go, no, I haven't played finals.
Yeah.
If that's their senior players' attitude, and this is not the kids, this is their senior players who've got the kanakas to go and ring the PA and then front their footy club. Yeah, that says to me that fundamentally, unless it was dangerous, they're not making you jump out of a plane without a parachute.
No, come on. That's the sort of attitude I'd expect from Bernard Tomic to ring up his coach and say it's a bit too hot or a bit too dangerous. I don't want to train.
He's all right. He's earning money.
He's done.
He's mentally
25-year-old's done.
Well, he sounds like...
His old coach said the same thing.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got that much money.
Has
he's motivated by money. His word is he's 20 million plus he's got. Because remember, he had two amazing Wimbledons where he got to the quarters by memory.
Yeah.
And he set the world alight and people paid sponsorship money
he's
for
him. He's banked a lot of talent.
He's self-destructing.
Yeah.
If you're just argument of not even qualifying for a major tournament, and let's face it, he's a top 30 player if he can get his stuff together.
Yeah, easily.
Easily. Yeah. Right. And that's even if he's not 100% professional, but he's just worried about being a legend and having money. If that's what you want, off you go, mate.
Right.
Just don't call you Australian sportsman and expect everyone to like you.
Right.
It's good to see. I feel it's nice seeing we're whacking people, we can continue to keep the big stick out.
Yeah.
We need to have a chat to your good self.
Yeah. You would be ashamed of yourself.
Turning to social media to name your new dog, honestly.
That is embarrassing.
I almost sent you a tweet, Treads. You've just robbed your kids of one of life's true traditions, and that is naming of the animal.
Do you realise?
Why'd you go to social media?
What did you come up with? Earl or Murray?
Oh.
We've gone with Earl. Bloody brilliant name, Earl of Treadrow.
I saw the little pup not long ago.
And you tried to eat it.
Are your kids talking to you?
Yeah, they are.
Because that's one of the life privileges.
How are we going to do it? Draw it out of a hat? Stuff him. Oh, it's my dog. I'm making the decision.
So you named him Neville.
Earl.
You
know what you are?
Active listening.
You're exactly
Neville. Where did Neville come from?
Exactly like that flog that interrupted the Kyrgios match to get himself on social media. Turn into social media to name your pooch.
That's nothing wrong with that.
You apologise now. You apologise to our audience.
That bike that you sat on at the Tour Down Under yesterday.
You're better than that, Treads.
Did you have a G-string on?
He's deflecting. Don't buy into it, Jar.
I'm doing it well.
It's the rush out. Jar's and Louis. Thanks, Treads.
See you, champ.
See you, Bernie.
Bye.
We're on 41.3 degrees in Adelaide at the moment, but when it cools down later on tonight at the Village in Vic Square, from 8 p.m, a Q&A with the writers in the Santos Tour Down Under, followed by a movie screening of All For One, that doco about the Green Edge journey.
Yeah, get around it and be a part of it. Fantastic setup down there at Vic Square. We go to the Village. You won't regret it, and the beers are icy cold after work. Hey, Jazz, we often say it in here, you come in here, you be a part, you get accepted by the Rush Hour family, you walk out with the Rush Hour cloak of greatness around you. Alex Carey was on the show the other day, belts a massive big 100.
Last night.
For the Strikers, and guess what? He's on standby, flown up, ready for the next ODI, because Timmy Payne's a little bit sick. It is happening again already in 2018, mate, the Rush Hour with a big scalp early. Don't you love it?
Very proud of him. Jizzy batted well last night.
He's a talent, very important. Isn't he?
Boys were playing for their final spot. And he stood up, and Jakey Weatherall, they both put on a magnificent partnership. But
you should take credit there. You said in that very chat that Weathers needs to extract the digit, and sure as. I mean, the boys listen down there. We love our strikers. We love our redbacks. Love our cricket here on this show. So
fingers crossed. Hopefully he'll get a game and represent his country, Alec.
I mean, a simple one here, Boof. If you've got any loyalty to the state. Any loyalty
needs to be
to the state. Just a little suggestion. Hey, Timmy. If you're not 110%, I can't have you. Just AC's here. Yeah. Just slide him in. Good old Kez. Just put him in for a game. Don't do, for Christ's sake, what they did to Chatty Sayers.
No. Don't ruin him.
If I hear another one of that type of behaviour, you're out. Do the hokey pokey and you turn around.
Here we go.
All right. Right. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
And that's the family I'm talking to right now. Mm. The big guy. Mm. I'm not talking about... the gorilla either on a bike.
No. Nope.
Not Andre Greipel.
No.
Andrew Juice Newton Jarman has a massive announcement to make. He's into something new next, and he wants to share it. Novak Djokovic got his hands full on Centre Court 2 in the Australian Open, playing Gael Monfils, the enigmatic Frenchman. Lost the first set, Monfils 6-4, 2-all in the second, the heat. Playing havoc with the Joker. Doesn't like it when it gets hard.
He doesn't like it.
He actually could be a Melbourne Footy Club player as well. Or a TDU, right?
Right.
That's a few good whacks.
You've got
there.
A massive announcement okay. to make, Charles.
Now, as you know, each year I try and find ways to stimulate this mind and this body of mine. Always
Absolutely.
Trying to, I'm searching for things to turn it into an elite athlete.
Yeah.
You know, ripped and cut and be a leader for men my age yeah. in this state.
Yeah, it's the,
you know, I'm always searching, Luke.
You're looking to lead by example. You're after that elusive
yeah.
playing weight.
Something's yeah, you which I have now I've joined.
What are you up to
a
now?
New organization.
Hang on, actually I need to round of music style. I think can I play this as the opener to this?
Okay. Here you come
again. Is that Dolly? Sing it, Dolly.
Oh. And I'm coming, Luke. Yeah. You walk right in the door, just like you've done before. And
wrap my heart round your little finger. Righto, what are you up to?
I've joined up Base Camp down at Royal Park.
What?
Base Camp, Luke.
What is Base Camp?
Spartan, Ninja Warriors type stuff.
Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. I'm a Spartan. I'm going to be a Spartan by
Maximus
the end of the year.
Maximus Aurelius,
that's
Spartacus
me.
Germanus.
That's me, Lou. I've joined up with young Shawnee Baker, who's just, I've done two lessons.
Tell you what.
I'm telling you, Lou.
You get around.
I'm going to be a ninja warrior.
Really?
I'm going to be climbing things, Lou.
I didn't think trying to lift your body weight would be a good idea. Yeah, but press on.
I'm telling you, Luke.
So what are you
this
doing?
This is extraordinary.
And what's it going to do for you? Where are
well,
we heading? What's the goal?
It's going to redefine my body. It's yeah. going to give me another 20 years of playing footy. That's what it's going to do, Luke.
How?
Because this type of training,
yeah.
I've been screaming out for.
Yeah. What is it?
Every muscle in my body
every
gets
fiber.
Worked. Everything gets worked, mentally and physically.
Mm.
And when I did some testing down there,
oh, here we
they
go.
Were amazed. No, I'm seriously.
There's not an organisation in this state that you haven't tested off the Richter scale.
No. So, there's that TV show coming up. This, is it yep. called Spartan
well, Channel
on Channel
7? Channel 7's had the Ninja Warrior.
Right.
All right. And Channel 9, I think, are coming up with Spartan. All
no,
right,
it might so, be the other way around.
So, it is the flip. My
now,
apologies.
I'm telling you. I have been approached to maybe look at being a representative of South Australia on the TV show Spartan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. I've put together a little package, a video package, and just a little bit of a package, an inspirational package
Can
for the family.
Can it be viewed online on our
it
socials?
It will be put together yep. for the Facebook family.
Yep.
But I did this last week with my PA, oh. Shawnee Baker, who worked me to the ground. Here's some of it here.
G'day, Louis. G'day, family. Good to be here. The big juicy's back. I'm at base camp down here at Royal Park. That's right, family. The big juice. Who's ready to be a Spartan? Ninja warrior, here I come. You are the wind beneath my wings. Next is the wind tunnel, family. 80 kilometre headwinds. This needs real mental toughness and strength. Come on! Right, next is the traverse rope. Very, very good exercise. This does every muscle in your body, family. I'm going to visualise this crocodiles underneath with sharks. If I drop, that's it.
It's
the big juice is gone.
All right, Jazz. Here we go. Get those feet up, you fella.
That's Shawnee.
Work those yeah. hands oh. and legs. Suck that core in.
No shit, Chilla.
Don't drop, Jazz. The crocs are waiting for you, big fella.
Oh, dear.
They're waiting for the juice. Oh, no.
I collapse.
There you go, family. I've done another session with the... personal trainer and Shawnee Baker.
I think we get the gist.
Here it is.
I think we get the gist. So, yeah, pull it out.
That's where I'm at. All right, I've done two sessions.
Base camp.
And it's
you're
very
be
good,
a
Lou.
Spartan.
It's very good.
You're into something else.
I am. So I'm going to have a real crack at it.
All right. Alan, I'm giving
no,
it.
No, 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 don't. No, it's,
no, 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 that's all right. No, you're
it's all right.
I'm giving it.
This is.
Oh, I'll give it a month. Maybe 6 weeks.
You're going to put a month on it.
I think that's a lot.
Oh, that's.
If you can get.
That's disrespectful, mate.
No, well, look, I'm beat. Look. As I said,
I know you've seen me go through some phases.
You turn and burn. I tell you what, I would put it this way: to get myself out of dating analogy, Hato, I know we're going to get to the news. I wouldn't date you. I would not date you. You are a bit of a get around Sue, the town bike.
You don't.
That's what you are.
All right,
you
stay are, tuned.
Trench is in on it. Great news. <Jeez. laughs> You are done and dusted,
go
my friend.
Away.
We are there. It is. Jazz is doing what? Spartacus. Is that what it is? Spartan?
Spartan.
Spartan at base
Ninja
camp.
Ninja Warrior.
Get it out there. Yeah. All right. All right. All right. I give it 4 to 6, family. Yeah. That's it. It's the rush hour. Right.
Some money.
Go. No, I'm going to play one more song for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Around the music.
Who's it going to be next?
1-3-3-5-3. We've got $1,000 on the line for Automasters. A quiz with no name. If you want to crack at it, give us a call now. 1-3-3-5-3.
Big second hour to come, Adelaide. Hope you're staying cool. Damn hot out there, Juice. And, of course, if you've got some pets, everything, I left my little mutt, Rose, inside.
Nice.
Today, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, way too hot and too dangerous. Take care of yourself. Hydrate up. Get organised. The gift that keeps on giving, Warren, Gary Tredrow, wife just sent me through a photo. This is unbelievable.
What did he do now?
You know how he's turned to social media to name his dog,
yeah,
which we just think is one of the greatest injustices of all time for his kids. Have a look at the photo that's just been posted.
That's going up at Triple M Adelaide.
I tell you what, he is following hot in the footsteps of the clown at the tennis last night in the Kyrgios match. Oh, no, Mr. Chu Treadray, he is just trying.
So he's in the makeup room down at Channel 9.
He's got social media games. Treads is going down the path trying to grab the millennial.
Oh, like a Kardashian.
He's got a pullback, mate.
Is he Kim, is he Chloe, or is he Court?
I reckon he's Kim.
Or is he the mum?
He's Kim Kardashian.
I'll tell you what, I'll try and get that up for you on Twitter, family, and on our website page just to have a bit of a look. I mean,
you know, Port Adelaide fans, they would be just mortified seeing that photo of one of their greats.
Shooting himself. All right, I'll tell you what, though, right now, big chance to win $1,000. Let's go.
A grand in the hand, up for grabs every weekday at 4.
Let's get quizzical.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters.
Stay cool on the drive home. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Perfect time to get the AC checked too. You're going to need it for a while. And the guys at Automasters, that's their specialty. Get on in there. Get yourself a great deal. We thank them dearly for helping us out.
Good friends.
Who is playing today, Juice, the quiz with no name?
Let's get quizzical.
Yeah, don't sing it. Just who's playing.
Daniel of Crayfords. G'day, Daniel. Thanks for holding on.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Are you keeping cool, Danny boy?
Indeed, I am.
All right, mate. Nice.
Sitting in the car at the minute with the aircon going.
No, that's right. That'll work. That'll work nicely. 10 questions, 60 seconds, plus the Automasters lifeline, mate. We wish you all the best of luck in your pursuit of $1,000.
Thank you very much.
Go, Juice.
Thank you, obviously. Number one there, Daniel, son. In the Santos Tour Down Under, what jersey does the leader wear?
Green.
Which Adelaide striker scored his first BBL ton last night?
Derry.
Name the women's tennis cheat with her own line of gummies and chocolate.
Oh, Sharapova.
Jeez, give it away. Which Spanish side does Lionel Messi play for?
Lana.
Barcelona.
Anthony Mundine knocked out opponent Tommy Brown in what round last night, Daniel?
Second.
Which team now sits at the top of the Big Bash League ladder?
Strikers.
Okay, Toby Price is currently racing in what famous rally through South America?
Dakar.
Which country will host the 2018 Winter Olympics, Daniel?
Russia.
How many Aussie women are left in the Australian Open singles tournament?
All them up.
And who won last year's Santos Tour Down Under?
Oh, Ewan.
All right, Ewan.
He said Ewan, Luke.
He said Ewan. I heard him. Okay.
Righto, Daniel.
Punch it in the computer, Daniel. Good effort.
Now. Seven. Correct.
Whoa.
$70. Daniel, well done, mate.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Is the leather jersey colour. That's obviously... Yeah, not green. Nice guess, though, there. Sharapova was your dead giveaway. Flowing through, right through to question number 8. Which country hosting the 2018 Winter Olympics? You went with Russia. Well, they've had a go in Sochi before. It's South Korea this time. Nice work with the Automasters Lifeline on question 9. Ash Barty is the only female left for Australia in this Australian Open, if I can get that out. And Richie Porte won last year's Santos Tour Down Under. So $70 coming your way, mate.
Daniel.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thank you very
much. Pretty good effort, Jazz. Been doing some research, family, trying to work out where the differential sits on the average winning purse.
Yes. From our 4 o'clock audience to our 5 o'clock audience from last year. So we'll get some numbers tomorrow.
I look forward to you being the Adam Spencer type of the show, crunching the numbers out. All right, up next, the Bubba Challenge has been cancelled, but there are fears that the many riders will still ride in defiance.
There's a breakaway.
Of not only the heat, and people are very concerned about their health and welfare. So we're going to talk about it next on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
New start time of 3 p.m. in 2018, Triple M. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, the new time of 3 p.m. in 2018, and back Monday in full swing from 6. Ruined it's for breakfast. Boys outside in Adelaide, 41.2 degrees, not far behind that in Melbourne at the moment for the Oz Open either.
Yeah, big issues there in the Djokovic-Garr-Monfils match. Monfils showing very visible signs of distress, and they're just debating now about the extreme weather policy, whether they stop the match, put the roof on, turn on the AC and get the players to play in comfort. We've got our own issues here in this state. We're in the middle of the midst of a mini heat wave. Yeah. And as such, the Bupa race, the Bupa Challenge is part of the Santos Tour down under where all the amateurs get to have a crack at it.
All the families get together.
That has been cancelled. Now, there are big numbers who come from interstate to be involved in this, Charles. And we just heard a report on the news a little earlier that there is a suggestion that a lot of riders are still going to ride despite it being cancelled off. Now, Taf Rashid is in charge of South Australian events, and Taf we know very, very well. Statement put out today, whilst we know there'll be some disappointed participants, we too are disappointed, but it just flies with their extreme weather safety plan. And here is where the issue comes in. For those rogues or breakaways that are thinking of riding, and in particular the course, everything has been withdrawn in terms of organisation and logistics. So that includes water, food, mechanical support, first aid, timing and medical services. All will not be there. So if you're going to go out and do this,
they're on their own.
You're on your own. Everyone's going to get a refund. You're going to be okay. So you're not going to be out of pocket. I know they're disappointed, but when the pros get trimmed down by 28 Ks and two laps down at Victor, I can only imagine from an amateur's point of view and a conditioning point of view, if you go and ride in this heat tomorrow, you are really taking your own health and putting it at risk.
Because it's a family ride.
That's what
I mean. You don't want to have a 15, 16-year-old, you know, son or daughter ride. That. Yeah, but they're not going to be able to cope with it.
You might be a 40 or 50-something who's done a bit of work, but you get caught in these conditions out on the bike with, again, no road support, Jar.
That's what
and no road closures and things and all that sort of stuff and food. Anything is possible. You know, one injury, one person passing out in a bike, who knows what could happen to him, is too many, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
So it is really disappointing, but... Gee, if
you'll get a refund.
If you're thinking about riding, I tell you right now, don't. 133-53 is our number. Give us a buzz.
If
wouldn't mind talking to anyone who is a booper. If you're thinking of going against this directive, wouldn't mind trying to talk you down off the cliff on that one because I don't think it's great. The great Robbie McEwen, here he is talking about why the pros even had to shorten their event today.
Oh, it's absolutely the right decision for rider welfare, also for the spectators who don't have to stand out there for that extra 45 minutes that the 26 kilometres would take. But when it gets over 40 degrees, then they look at the options they've got for, you know, keeping everybody safe.
Love to hear from anyone who is registered for the Bupa Challenge. If you are still thinking of getting the wheel spinning tomorrow, wouldn't mind hearing your reasonings, all right? 133-53 is the number at the Rush Hour. Give us a buzz.
Triple M. Driving you home from 3 in 2018, it's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 41 degrees at the moment, and at the moment as well, a lot of people looking to get back on the bikes tomorrow.
Disappointed riders are being urged not to ride tomorrow in defiance of the Bupa Community Challenge being cancelled. There won't be safety measures along the route, making any unofficial ride extremely dangerous.
Thanks to Channel 7 there. Yeah, that's right, the Bupa Challenge, part of the Santos Tour down under. It's been canned due to the extreme weather conditions in line with the RISE extreme weather safety plan, all right? Decision was made in conjunction with the Emergency Services Agency. And what it means is what is withdrawn is the water, food, mechanical support, first aid, the timing and medical services, all of that roadside stuff, all of that road closure type direction will not be there. And if you're going to ride, you're out there basically...
On your own.
On your own. Yep. Now, we've thrown the number out. Because a lot of people, Jars, they give up their time, their holidays. They come to town to be a part of the tour and then to get a chance to ride out there and have a crack at it. And we've got a couple of people on the line.
Barney of St. Clair. G'day, Barney.
G'day, guys. Actually, I'm working there tomorrow and I've worked the last 9 years.
Yeah.
And the guys are still going to ride. There won't be the original 4,000. I think there were about 4,000 riders, I think, this year.
Yep.
And I would expect between 1,000 and 1,500 guys and girls to still ride.
Still ride.
They've moved everything from up off the oval where the, you know, the exit point is, and they get their drinks and their food and everything. Yeah. That's all been moved, and most of the stuff's been put into the main streets now for the spectators.
Yep.
But as far as I'm aware, I'm still working, and we are still going ahead with what we normally do. I can't say what we normally do every year, but we are planning that there'll be at least 1,500 to 2,000 riders. Wow.
Well, thanks, Barney. Appreciate the insight. 133353 is our number. If you're going to write, give us a call. 133353. And Hataf Rashid coming up real soon, who's the Executive Director of Events South Australia. We'll get Taf's thoughts on where we're at and her advice for those thinking about riding.
Alex of Westbourne Park. G'day, mate.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Alex. Good, what champ. Are you thinking about those that are thinking about riding tomorrow with a predicted 41 degrees again?
Yeah, look, they leave at 7 o'clock in the morning. Why can't they shorten the race? If they do it for the big boys today, make it 50Ks, make it 100K. So at least the people that have come from interstate still get a ride. They still get whatever they got to do. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. That's a fair call.
When they're leaving from. Yeah. Not at lunchtime, not at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No. Yeah. No, makes sense.
Well, I'll throw that one to Hataf, who's going to join us right now. Thank you, Alex. And now, Hataf, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hi, Louis. Hi,
Jazz. Hi, love.
For those who don't know, Hataf Rashid, boss of Events South Australia. Hataf, this is your baby. Must have been a tough call to make, because you never want to cancel events, never want to disappoint people who put time and effort and money into our great state and come across for what is a really, truly a great event.
Yeah, I agree. We're really disappointed to have made the decision. And we know that there are people that are disappointed, but equally, it's well published for us. We have, as you said, an extreme weather safety plan. We have a policy in place that says if there is a forecast of 40 degrees or above, there is automatic cancellation. So there was really no room for us to move. We did it, as you said, in conjunction with emergency services. I think the SES have put out a health warning, an extreme heat health warning today. Look, you know, for us, safety is paramount for us. And that's not just of the riders, but it's also of the volunteers that are out there on the course and all of the other staff, et cetera, as well. But, it's a tough call. I understand some people would be disappointed, but we feel confident it's the right call. And actually, you know, the response we've had, if you look at our Facebook page, has been really positive. And actually, we opened up the call centre, and in the first 2 or 3 hours, I think we had 2 calls, which says to me that people understand it was a decision we had to make.
Taf, we had just one caller before you suggest maybe a shortened event, because it starts quite early. It's not like they're exposed to the mainstream heat that the pros are, with the road temperatures around about 47 degrees today. Was there any thought given to maybe shortening it up?
Yeah, the problem is that, I mean, we have different lengths. We have 4 different lengths. The problem is that there are still forecasts at various times through the morning and into the afternoon of 38, 39, 40, 41 degrees heat, and there is a chance that it could go higher. And it's not the fittest and fastest riders that will come into trouble. It will be the ones that are at most risk, are the ones that aren't and that do take longer, and that will end up riding right through the middle of the day. I mean, as I said to you, our policy is clear. It's communicated well, and for us, we felt it was the right decision. And certainly we've had the support of emergency services, who are pleased that we've made that decision.
Hataf, we did have a caller before you say that he's saying that he's going to be involved tomorrow in some capacity. Between 1,000 to 1,500 riders will still do the ride tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I hope big that's numbers. Not the case. You know, that's a lot of number. I'm not sure who he works for or where that number comes from, but we will have no infrastructure there. Right. We'll have no timing. As you said, no water, no food, no mechanical services, medical services.
So, Taf, sorry to interrupt. So what's your advice for, I mean, people will be seriously sitting here now thinking, right, will I or won't I? Because you know what people are like. Some sort of train up for it. They get ready. And like you said, some don't, but some want to be a part of it and wouldn't mind testing themselves, because they're seen on the TV today. The pros go through it. I mean, what's your advice to those who are actually contemplating jumping on a bike tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we made the decision based on the safety and based on the advice in conjunction with emergency services. I mean, our advice would be don't ride the route, because it's a really hot day and the conditions are tough. But they're open roads. People will have the choice, but there will be no infrastructure. They'll have no time. They won't be recognised. And And, you know, but what we do say is come to the start, come to Norwood, and come to Euralia. Euralia, the township, has done an amazing job of wanting to put on a great festival or experience for the fans, as does Booper, our sponsor, and other partners. So we'd love to see, you know, people at the start, the 10:30, the earliest start, and then up at Euralia for the finish. But, you know, in the end, you know, we the event is cancelled. There is no Booper Challenge Tour. There is no ride. We can't control people, but our advice would be don't ride the route. It's going to be a hot day and,
Find another
enjoy the festivities,
Tough, I'll leave with this idea to contemplate. Jars thinks we need a twilight event. He reckons that we could light up the 138K courses with, you know, those little work traffic lights that they put on when they're doing, you know, emergency work around the city. It wouldn't cost the budget too much.
Does Jars want to be the logistics manager for that,
Jars, do you? You and I can do coffee.
We did the Suns.
You know, we got night cricket.
We did the Suns earlier and we thought it would require 20,000 of those machines.
Those lights.
And around about $4 million you're going to need to get the job done.
I'm just going to say, just get us the sponsor and we'll do it, okay?
Thank you so much. Fingers crossed we don't get big numbers out there, and appreciate you coming on and having a chat.
No worries at all. Thanks a lot. See you later.
Rashid there, the boss of Events South Australia, doing a wonderful job with the Tour Down Under, the Santos Tour Down Under.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars Louis, new time of 3 in 2018.
The Booper Challenge has been cancelled. A lot of people, a lot of talk around town and news reports suggesting many will still try and ride.
Little breakaway group.
No support whatsoever. I can tell you one man who won't be there, and that's Gael Monfils. When he gets rock and roll today at the Oz Open, he is just struggling over there in Melbourne's against Djokovic. Yeah. That is a set all. But 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Hey, give us a buzz if you're still planning to ride. Wouldn't mind having a chat, getting your thoughts. And how are you going to go about it?
And if you are, why? Right.
Yeah, exactly. 1-3-3-5-3. If you're going to go ahead and ride the Booper, even though it's not the Booper because that's been canned, if you're going to get out on the bike tomorrow, give us a buzz. 1-3-3-5-3 here at the Rush Hour.
It's Jars and Louis, new time of 3 p.m. when we kick off Triple M. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, new start time of 3 p.m. in 2018. Outside, we're on 41.2 degrees, and we've got tickets to go and see Green Day's American Idiot, the musical at Her Majesty's Theatre, January 19-28. You can book now, Bass, or 1-3-3-5-3.
Booper Challenge has been cancelled tomorrow, unfortunately, for all those that were signed up to take part. It's a really great part of the Santos Tour Down Under. Just been speaking with Nataf Rashid from Events South Australia.
They're looking at about 4,000 riders.
Yeah, no resources at all. So if you're thinking of riding, and this is what's been happening in the last hour or so, a bit of a groundswell that a lot of people will still ride. Mm. Still ride out there. But just to let you know, no water, no food, no mechanical
stations. You're on your
stations.
Own.
You're basically on your own. And we're just trying to get in touch. Anyone who's still thinking of riding or maybe have ridden in extreme heat jars and all that other stuff.
Okay, Graham of Northgate. G'day, Graham.
Hello, boys. How you doing?
Good, Graham. What are you thinking?
Yeah. I'm a local rider. Now, I understand everyone's disappointment, but our emergency services are going to be stretched to the limit in the CBD with the elderly, with accidents, with anything, let alone trying to get out to anybody that might collapse on a bike.
Yep.
And you collapse on a bike going down a hill doing 60 k's an hour, you're going to be in a really bad way. Mm. We just do not simply have enough emergency services to even contemplate it in these conditions.
Yeah. Great point,
mate. And it is a shame that people miss out.
Yep.
But think of your own safety. I went up to Aldgate yesterday, and I had to just go up for a client thing.
Yep.
And it was horrible.
Yeah. No, appreciate it, mate. You make a very good point.
It's a shame, but unfortunately, you've got to think of safety.
Yep. Thank you, Graham. Beautiful.
Rowan of Morfitt Vale. G'day, Rowan.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Ro. You've been and done this in extreme heat a few years back. Tell us about the experience.
Well, I would call, in a word, it was carnage, guys.
So how hot?
It was 38, just over 38 degrees.
How many riders?
I think it was really pretty popular back then. I reckon there was 5,000 or 6,000, I reckon there would have been 1,000 people on the side of the road out of Currency Creek, just half dead. Yeah,
jeez, collateral. All right, so your advice is don't get on the bike.
I wouldn't do it if there's no support.
All right, Fantastic, mate. Appreciate it.
Price, please.
Yeah, no, we're going to send you along to go and see Green Day's American Idiot at Her Majesty's Theatre, Jan 19 to 28. Book now at Bass, but you got free tickets. Right. Cheers, mate.
We're going to wait and see. It'll be intriguing to see what happens, Jas, because we know what's coming. It's 41, and we know there's no support out there, but we know some people.
We'll just go and do it, Luke.
We'll go and do it, no matter what you say. All right, we'll be back soon. We're going to lighten things up in a moment on the Rush Hour. Yeah. Get ready, get some fun coming up. We've got our own heat policy when it comes to relationships.
It's the Rush Hour with Jas and Louis. Brand new start time at 3 p.m. in 2018. 133353. We've got tickets to go and see the Foo Fighters Concrete and Gold World Tour. 23rd of Jan, that's next Tuesday at Cooper's Stadium. Tickets from tickettech.com.au.
Mercury says 40.7 out there still. Okay.
What's got up your go?
Well, no, nothing really. I just want to discuss this. Does your relationship have a heat policy? Tour Down Under affected theirs to Santos today. They shortened the stage. They've cancelled the Booper. Do you have a heat policy, guys? Because I asked this as I walked into work today. A couple came towards me holding hands.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Nice if you just want sweaty palms all over you when it's 40 degrees out there, Jar. Now, I just sort of think there's got to be a cutoff point somewhere there from a hand-holding perspective. So if
what,
you are a hand-holder.
What are you looking at? What type of, what? Was it 30 degrees?
I would have thought anything over 30s.
Anything over 30s?
The mitts are off.
You don't hold hands?
Arms by
you
side.
You don't hug?
No arm around.
You don't have any physical attraction inside an establishment?
The attraction is there. No, mate, we're outside. Oh, hang on. We're outside. We're not inside.
Yeah, but they still do it outside. Yeah,
this is what I'm talking about. That's what I said. As I was walking into work, outside of the coffee shop, Canetto down there, a couple came
out. What's your heat policy with Ange?
Well, the heat policy I wouldn't be holding hands in these conditions. And in fact, I'd be making sure any slight gap I'd get because there's a breeze that's coming through, I'd try and be able to get it. But the heat policy, I think you need one because if you're like you and you might be the cuddler.
I am a cuddler.
You got to go get off me in these conditions. Do you know what I mean? And then it also flows on to when you get home because I don't know. It's almost like your bushfire plan. Have you got a plan for these heat wave
conditions,
days?
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen now? Tomorrow night at my house is date night.
Absolutely.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Family know this.
Yeah.
And that means only one thing, but the heat. And the heat wave.
It's going to be 41 tomorrow.
Could play havoc.
Yeah, no. You're done.
That is back-to-back 41s.
You've got to reschedule.
Off of 37. So when I leave for work at around about 11:30, 12 now, life's good. LG at my house.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I see the wife, she's been in the air conditioning. Yeah. She's maybe done a little bit of training in the morning at the gym.
She's got a bit of a, glow on the cheeks.
Kids are floating around. I'm thinking date night will be on.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden I disappear for 5 hours and carnage ensues. I mean, so many dependent things on the behaviour of my children.
Yep.
They're at the pool today, so the sun and the pool's going to tire them all out.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They're cooked.
I walk out, LG at home when I walk out. When I come home, then it's just freezing. Yeah. It's young it's Einstein gone. All over. My wife, you walk in the door and she is frazzled.
She is.
Absolutely frazzled.
She's gone.
So then I've got to put my heat policy into play.
So,
which is the emergency services Dale Lewis heat policy. And for those who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying here. So you've got to get in. You've got to take relief with the kids and give her that time out. And then dinner's on. So the witching hour is in a bath time. You've got to get in there and help out.
What are your hours?
For me?
Yeah. Date night. Is it like a 7 to a 9 o'clock window?
Yeah, there is a window. There is a premiership window that you've got to get inside. There's no denying. So my policy... My extreme condition policy is this. I'll go home tonight, right? I'll pick something up on the way home that's required for dinner to help out there. Right? Get hold of the kids.
Yeah,
okay. Get hold of them. Get them away from mum. I'll help out with anything that's required for dinner. All right?
Yeah.
There'll be a simple thing. Walking over to the sensory of the AC. Kids. Maybe dropping it down a degree or two. Just a little of this one. Dip, down to 22.
But you're talking about outside. This is inside.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Are you not listening? I am listening. Now, I'm inside now, right? So I've gone over to the AC, and it might have been sitting on 24 trying to do the right thing by our blackout government.
Yeah. So you're going to dip it down to 23.
Or 22.
22.
So that's your heat policy.
No, that's one play. And then I'll go out and maybe a bit of a loosening up of the traps while she's cooking dinner.
Yeah, that's a good tactic.
And I'll say, love, would you like me to get you a cold one, maybe a glass of vino?
And she doesn't mind one before date night?
We can have one. I mean, she's had a hard day looking after the kids. All wives, all mothers, they do tougher jobs than the rest of us. They're raising our children, mate.
So
you of all people should know this.
When do you know you're going to get shut down?
Well, you don't. Because at this point, you're still enacting your emergency services heat weather policy.
So you could be 10:30 at night.
I haven't finished yet. Because it's date night. All right. So then it's anything else. Right. Yeah, can I get you anything else? Okay. You've got to get them to be able to unwind, take the stress of the day away.
And how do you tell if they're starting to unwind? Well, can you see the signs?
Well, conversation will be a lot easier and gentler.
Will their eyeballs start to come back?
Yeah, there'll be exactly. And
will there be an unbuttoned shirt somewhere?
No, just that tenseness, you know, that only kids can do. Yeah, you know, and they wind you up and wind and wind and wind and you almost implode like Kim Jong-un style when you want to watch a missile. You can see that slowly going out of her face and then you're going, now's my time.
Right. And what, you have your shorts on?
Well, maybe,
will you have your rig out or not?
I won't go to any extremes to either elicit a big response or a non-response. I'm not there, Jars, at that point. Trying to give those really outward signs. It's about creating an environment at home that your lovely partner, wife slash mum, it feels comfortable enough in to contemplate date night.
Can you get this locked in? Can you write this up for all of us?
I will. I mean, I would encourage like the South Australian government to have yourself an emergency policy for heat weather.
You can quote me on that.
Because I don't care whether it's 46, 52, it's 38, 38, Friday night, it's date night in my house. And I've just found out from you that Maz just sent me a text.
Yeah,
the Jars just smothers her in any condition. All over like a chief's suit.
I don't let it go.
Slash tag.
I don't let it go. I'm
and a just grizzly. Sweating all over with your with your pits. Get a bit of dry fit on, mate.
Oh, I'll see you tomorrow.
Stay cool. Stay cool, Adelaide. Stay cool, Adelaide, out there. Do your best. And if you're thinking of riding, just have a good think about it. Make sure you have the conditions covered. You have the resources to be able to handle something if it does go wrong.
Look after the rider next to you in front of you.
If you're involved in it. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you all again tomorrow. Well done, Hodo.